Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God's saying to us today. Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 to 4. I am the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of your slavery. You must not have any other God but me. You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind, or an image of anything in the heavens, or on the earth, or in the sea. The Ten Commandments are remarkable in many ways, but possibly most amazing is how short they are. Since they were delivered to Moses, governments have laid down tens of millions of laws, but these ten offer us the solid foundation for any society which wants to build its life in a godly and sustainable way. Whichever way you want to say the word, commandments doesn't sound jolly. They sound severe and restrictive. So we need to remind ourselves of those words with which they begin. God reminds his people that he is their saviour and that he led them miraculously out of Egypt. It was because of his love for them that he gave them these laws, which would ensure that they continue to be blessed. Any loving parent will put in place very clear rules and boundaries for their children in order to ensure that they will thrive and live safely. God is no different and has given us these foundational rules so that we can enjoy life to the full. The first two commandments demanded that the people should only worship the one true God. There were plenty of other gods on offer in Moses' time, and the people knew it. The Israelites had lived in Egypt for 400 years and would have been familiar with the many gods that were worshipped in that land. The pharaohs were believed to be the sons of the sun god Ra. Indeed, every part of life was dominated by different gods. They worshipped the river Nile, honoured Apis, the chief god of Memphis, in the form of a sacred bull. They also worshipped Sepphoris, who defended the law against locusts. On all sides, they were offered gods that they could follow, but God demanded exclusive worship. Our society is also full of gods. There are not only innumerable other religions and philosophies, but our material possessions, ambitions, careers, hobbies, or sports can be just as demanding in calling for our commitment and devotion. However, God alone deserves our worship. We need to build our homes, communities and nations on this foundation principle. If we're to build our lives on the Ten Commandments, this is where we have to begin. So let me ask you a question. In what ways do these first two commandments shape your life? Now let's pray together. Lord God, help us to give you the first place in our lives. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.